Welcome to today's Daily Manna of Monday, the 30th of September 2024. Today's topic is Show Them the Way. Our text today is taken from Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 through 38. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted, and were scattered abroad, as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Verse 38. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Key verse. Matthew chapter 9 verse 36. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted, and were scattered abroad, as sheep having no shepherd. We sometimes believe that some of the lofty services we render in the house of God are the best he requires of us. We possess skills that others do not have, and we are acclaimed by many as being vital to the work of God. That may well be true, but the greatest expectation of God from all his children is to show others the way to obtain eternal life. This hardly crosses the mind of many Christians today. In our text, Jesus traveled to different cities and villages in Israel, preaching and teaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. He also took time to attend to the sick, working miracles of healing and removal of sicknesses and diseases among the crowd that gathered to hear him. On an occasion, he could not help but notice the forlorn looks on the faces of the multitudes that came to him. He saw that many of the folk were sick and suffering from other maladies. More than that, he saw people who were without strength and fainting and roaming aimlessly. They were like sheep having no shepherd. At this sight, he explained to the disciples that, while many people were potentially waiting to receive salvation, those who should show them the way to eternal life were so few. He then commanded the disciples not to forget to pray always for more hands to be enlisted into the task of spreading the gospel. Left to themselves, natural men are blind and cannot find their way to God. Sadly, many think without repentance, they can bribe God with their gifts and services in the church. Yet, the only thing that can please God is for sinners to seek forgiveness and pardon from sin. Only this can give them comfort and rest in life. But, if this is to happen, we must get involved in spreading the message widely. Thought for the day. Bring joy to heaven by enlisting in its army of preachers. The Bible in 1 year, read by Alexander Skirby. 2nd and 3rd John.
The Second Epistle of John. The elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also all they that have known the truth, for the truth's sake which dwelleth in us and shall be with us forever. Grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. I rejoiced greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth, as we have received a commandment from the Father. And now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment, that as ye have heard from the beginning, ye should walk in it. For many deceivers are entered into the world, who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves, that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. Having many things to write unto you, I would not write with paper and ink, but I trust to come unto you and speak face to face, that our joy may be full. The children of thy elect sister greet thee. Amen. The end of the second epistle of John. The third epistle of John. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Beloved, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to strangers, which have borne witness of thy charity before the church, whom if thou bring forward on their journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well, because that for his name's sake they went forth, taking nothing of the Gentiles. We, therefore, ought to receive such that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephes, who loveth to have the preeminence among them, receiveth us not. Wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds which he doeth, prating against us with malicious words. And not content therewith, neither doth he himself receive the brethren, and forbiddeth them that would, and casteth them out of the church. Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God. Demetrius hath good report of all men, and of the truth itself. Yea, and we also bear record, and ye know that our record is true. I had many things to write, but I will not with ink and pen write unto thee, but I trust I shall shortly see thee, and we shall speak face to face. Peace be to thee. Our friends salute thee. Greet the friends by name. The end of the third epistle of John.
For more spiritual nourishment from Daily Manna, visit us at www.dailymanna.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.